It is the Mike Show, the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi there.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. And you brought guests.
I did.
Each and every Tuesday.
Yes, yeah. Some of my favorite people.
Yes. So who'd you bring?
I brought some folks from the Downtown Lynchburg Association, or DLA for short.
Yeah.
We have James Ford, who's the marketing director, all the amazing marketing you see coming out of downtown.
Hello, James.
This dude right here.
Yeah.
And Kelvin Whitehurst, who is the business development coordinator for DLA. So they're here to talk about a bunch of different things happening. We're going to start with the fireworks coming up on the 5th.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So tell us about that. What do we what do you got planned for us? What can we expect?
Yeah, so our fourth year of fireworks on the riverfront is happening this Friday, July 5th at Riverfront Park. It's going to be awesome. This is the first year that we are providing a live band. We have stilt walkers, fire throwers, 10 food trucks, activities for kids. It's going to be a great time. But it's going to look a little different this year because there's construction happening in Riverfront Park, which we were very excited about.
Yes.
Because there's a new amphitheater coming, but that means we had to pivot a little bit with the layout and the process of how things look this year. So,
but still, there will be all those things in Riverfront Park despite the construction.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still going to be an awesome time, just like in previous years. Some things that look different. We are encouraging everyone to bring chairs for themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In past years, people have been able to throw blankets down and sit in the park, and that's still a possibility, but we're also utilizing the parking lot behind the Water Dog. And so there's a possibility that you may be on blacktop, or there's some hay down in the park. And so,
Hey.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're just we would encourage you to bring chairs.
Absolutely.
And be prepared for that.
Well, speaking of parking, you guys are working very, very hard to help people find parking in and around the area. And also, I understand that it'll be a little bit different getting in and out with the assistance of Lynchburg Police.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are working to ensure that the time to get out from Jefferson Street is cut a little shorter this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. And yeah, two of the main parking lots on Jefferson Street are, one's going to be closed for construction, one's closed for the event. And so we've created a specific parking map for the event that highlights any lot that's open, and all of them are free on nights and weekends. And so there's not going to be any paid parking. And then there's plenty of street parking too.
Yeah.
And handicap parking along Jefferson Street, along the park. So,
And you might not know this figure off the top of your head, or you might.
It's over a thousand.
I'll quiz you. How many parking spaces are there in the Central Business District?
I believe it's over 1,000. I
believe it's higher than that.
Higher than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more than 50.
Maybe the business development coordinator knows.
We'll have it in the article.
Yeah.
we will
link it somewhere. And,
yes.
Yeah.
No, there is. And this is such a walkable city.
Mm-hmm.
With the bluff walk and everything, that will make for just a great vantage point as well. So come and check it out. This takes place when?
The activities begin at 6. I believe music starts at 6:30, and then the fireworks show is right after dark around 9 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I also understand that there's additional lighting for afterwards, so the turnaround time will be a little bit quicker.
Yeah, and we've ensured that it's LED lighting, and so it'll cut on right away after the show, which just mitigates the
that'll
dark
make things a little
fear.
Bit quicker.
Yeah, it'll be
with the wrap up.
My pro tip from last year,
yes, please,
is park up by Clay or Commerce,
okay.
And I know it's a bit of a, you know, it's a little bit of a walk back, but
a little bit.
You get out of there so much faster
than
you know if you're down here on Commerce or you know something like that, because you're out of the fray. So I think that's. That's the pro tip, and you can just pop right onto the 29 or get down to, you know, get out quickly.
I totally agree with that.
What Megan said.
Also, we have more restaurants, especially around the yes. park that are open this year yeah. that weren't yes. open last year. Yeah. You know, so go to El Mariachi, go to the Glass House, go to Depot, Water Dog, Waterstone.
The and Honor, like, this hang Honor Bar. Longer,
you know,
I've,
yeah.
I've been there twice in 3 days.
Yeah,
I love that. The Brussels really nice. Sprouts. It's have really y'all had nice. The Brussels?
Those are fire.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, anyway, there's lots of places.
And I hear there's also going to be like a hot dog eating contest going on. Oh. I think it's super are rad. You, are so.
You, it's super rad. Yeah, okay.
That's very, for real?
Yeah, very American tradition.
Like the Coney Island thing?
Yeah.
Nathan's.
I'll be wow. interested Nathan's. To know how it goes, but yeah.
I am also intrigued.
did anyone tell Lynchburg General Hospital about that? To be prepared. To get the stomach pumps ready?
Be prepared.
Oh my God.
Be very afraid. Yeah. And this all takes place on Friday.
Yes.
Friday the 5th. You can learn more if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and type in Downtown Lynchburg Association or go to your website. And this is important to find all the parking information and all that. Follow your social media as well. And where do folks find that?
Yeah, so the website is downtownlynchburg.com/fireworks. That has all the tips and tricks for before you arrive to during the event and then post-event.
Yep.
And then our Instagram is at Downtown Lynchburg, and same with Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to this. This is mm-hmm. exciting. It's always nice. You know, this is something I got here in 2011, and this is something that we have collectively all, and I've lived downtown since I've been here. And this is something that we've all collectively been working towards, and just absolutely positively love the fact that new businesses are cropping up, new restaurants. You've got a great program that we're going to talk about in a little bit to foster new businesses and new business development downtown. Tons of activities. It's just, you know, I am so torn when we think about, buying a house anywhere mm-hmm. that isn't downtown. Mm-hmm. I'm on the struggle bus, man, because I work downtown. I live downtown. I walk everywhere.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on my DLA board member hat for just a second here.
Please do, Bill.
And just say that, you know, a lot of people think the Downtown Lynchburg Association is fully funded by the city or this and that. And it's largely not. Mm-hmm. I mean, mostly DLA depends on donations and support from local businesses. So if you like bright nights around Christmas time, if you like fireworks, if you like your city looking better and providing better businesses downtown, then as you consider donating, think about the DLA. Yeah. I mean, we need your support, and it's making Lynchburg more personable, more fun for out-of-towners. It's really enhancing our lives here in the community. So, you know, help us out if you can.
Yeah, that's a really good transition. Because the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation has been a donor towards the Launch OH program at the DLA.
Okay.
And Kelvin can speak about that. It's just a really incredible program that GLCF is proud to be a part of.
Yeah, gosh. Kelvin, tell us about this. This Launch LYH is to spark new businesses coming into, and homegrown businesses coming into downtown.
Yeah, that was such a great segue, y'all. Yeah, yeah. I'm very impressed. But yeah, so the Launch OH
program. We do this for a living.
Yeah, I.
Not our first day. Not our first day.
But yeah, so the Launch OH program, it's a program where it is 8 weeks of education provided by the Small Business Development Center. Definitely give shout outs to them. Check them out. Essentially, you go through this education program, and then by the end of it, there is like a Shark Tank like. Panel that you pitch in front of to receive a certain amount of money. So in the previous year, in 2023, we had $115,000 in the pot. But this year we had $100,000, and ultimately five businesses were selected within each year. So some of the notable ones that came out of last year were Mosaic and Threaded on Main Street, mm-hmm. Super Rad, which is on 9th Street.
We love Super Rad.
Yeah, hot dog eating contest, plug again.
and I'm going to tell you, my kid had the choice of either a Super Rad membership or an Amazement Square membership.
Mm.
Now, spoiler alert, we gave her both because she's spoiled, get it? But her pick was Super Rad.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's nine.
That's yeah. awesome.
You know?
Wolfbane is one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the big bad wolf is coming, or big good wolf. I don't know which one's better for marketing there. Yeah, they will be coming downtown later this year in the fall. And then also Preem on 5th Street, and then Yeah, I believe that was Easy all. Easy Speak. Yes. How could I forget? Yeah, the dance hall that literally just opened about 2-3 weeks ago at this point. So, yeah, they're all doing amazing stuff. And we just announced our 2024 winners as well.
Okay.
And I can go on a list about those, but those are Frostfire, Sauna, and Cold Plunge. The Yard on 5th Street, that is going to be occupying the old 5th and Federal building. So if you've been seeing some motion around that, that is them.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have Honeybees, which is going to be on Main Street. So this is going to be taking the spot of the old Baby Bees boutique. And then we also have, let's see, Firebrick Pottery and then Squared Biscuit Company. So,
this is such a good list.
Yeah, great. Pumped for those biscuits.
Yeah.
It is so cool to see so many new businesses coming into downtown. And man, this is, we just need more things and more stuff. Yeah. And you guys are doing it.
I am happy to announce that we did also get funding for a third year. So it's going to be coming back in 2025. Nice. So.
Congratulations.
So, start writing your business plan.
Yeah, start writing your business plan now, and you probably see some word buzzing about that later this year. But yeah,
we should start a radio station.
I think we did.
Never mind.
I think we did. So, although we are opening up the new Commerce Street Podcast Studio.
Yes, we are.
That will be open to the public. So maybe we might have a shot
there you
at
go.
This.
Yeah.
Studio 3B upstairs.
It sounds so New York when you call it Studio 3B.
Well, it is. It's Studio 3B.
Studio 8H.
I think you got a pitch here.
Perhaps we might.
There we go.
So Downtown Lynchburg Association, check them out for pretty much everything that is going on downtown. Fireworks this Friday. It's going to be fantastic. We're really, really looking forward to it. And thank you, guys. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Megan, what's going on with Cher?
Well, we're just working this summer real hard to get all of our nonprofit partners pages updated, make sure we're getting volunteer opportunities and events, board opportunities, internships, anything updated on your page so that we can really launch fall in a really strong way. We have 179 nonprofits.
I see that
and,
now.
And there's more coming and some folks expressing interest in getting on board. So that continues to grow and continues to grow the footprint of the page as a whole. We have a Lunch and Learn coming up on Thursday, July 18th, and that's going to be at Central Virginia Community College, and we'll get a tour and sort of hear an overview of what they're doing for community outreach over there. That'll be all be in our newsletter today. We're going to do a special edition of our newsletter on Tuesday. We typically send out on Thursday, but because of the holiday and because we want to promote all these amazing July 4th week events, we're going to go ahead and send that out today. So you'll see all these links coming your way and opportunity to sign up for the Lunch and Learn. And just if you host a share page, make sure you're updating it with a lot of great content because we have a great fall coming up.
Absolutely. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, why? It's free. So get with ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and learn about how you can benefit from this platform. It's absolutely positively free. And one thing I didn't ask, do you guys still need volunteers for any of the events that are upcoming?
Yes, we still need volunteers for fireworks. So if there's anyone interested, you'll get a DLA shirt. We'll have some snacks and water, and it'll just be a good time to hang with us.
Is there a certain age requirement for that?
I'm going to throw out like 16 and up.
Okay, great. 16 and up.
All right. You can check that out if you go to either Share or your website, which again is very easily
downtownlynchburg.com.
Yeah. Find the volunteer opportunities, click the link, and join us for fireworks. Well, gang, and Megan, did we cover anything for...
That's great.
We're
happy,
good?
Happy 4th.
All right. Happy 4th of July, everybody. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.